to serve and care for the families of Lawrence, Eudora, and Johnson County during the greatest time of grief. Warren McElwain Mortuary and Cremation Services understands the difficult decisions that are facing you, and their mission is to fulfill the needs in a responsive, compassionate manner today and tomorrow. Visit warrenmcelwain.com to see a full description of services offered, plan pre-arrangements, obituaries, guest books, and veteran services. Warren McElwain Mortuary and Cremation Services.
Mark's Jewelers in downtown Lawrence has been one of the nation's leading jewelers for over 130 years. Styles have changed, but the commitment and dedication to excellence in craftsmanship, integrity, and education have never changed. Mark's Jewelers is proud to provide a quality experience in selection, education, and value. When the occasion is special or helpful service is needed, come to Mark's Jewelers in downtown Lawrence, your complete jeweler since 1880. Mark's Jewelers, for over 130 years.
Morning low was 16. We're partly sunny, blustery this afternoon. Northwest winds gusting to 30, high of 28. Partly cloudy, 4 above for tonight. Mostly sunny, windy, 33 tomorrow. 25 tomorrow night. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 46. From the 1320 KLWN Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John Weatherby.
1320 KLWN. It is now time for the Lawrence Business Magazine show, and here's your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
Good morning. Each week we have in-depth conversations to explore the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. Today I'm pleased to have Kevin O'Malley, the president, and Mike Borneff. Is that correct?
Yes.
Borneff, sales manager at O'Malley Beverage. So thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today.
Thanks for having us, Ann. We appreciate the opportunity.
Our pleasure. And wanted to talk to you guys because you guys, we see O'Malley around a lot. And I want to talk, though, with you, Kevin, first about a little bit of your history and how you came about coming to Lawrence.
Well, I was born in Manhattan, Kansas, which is a great community with our friends from K-State. But I went to Benedictine College up in Atchison, Kansas. And in the summer before my senior year, I got an internship with Anheuser-Busch in Washington, D.C., where I was basically a sales rep for them. When I went back to college, I contacted Clifford McDonald, who recently passed away. God bless him. He was a wonderful person. And asked him if I could be the bud man on campus,
okay,
which is a sales rep position that you just went around trying to convert people to drink Anheuser-Busch products. And at that time, the drinking age was 18 in the state.
That's when I was in college.
Absolutely.
We had there was Budweiser and Coors.
That's right. That's what it was. There was no Bud Light at the time.
No.
So after I graduated from college, I got on full-time with Anheuser-Busch.
Okay.
And I lived in Kansas City for a year, St. Louis for three, Austin, Texas for 3 years, and then back to St. Louis for three more years. So selling Budweiser and beers, only thing I've ever done in my adult life. So it's a great business to be in, and we're very fortunate. In 1985, my family, my dad, who's still alive, he's 83, and my brother bought the Budweiser distributorship in St. Joseph, Missouri.
Okay.
And then in 05, this operation in Lawrence came available, and we were fortunate enough to buy it. I moved my family to Lawrence, and my brother Pat stayed in St. Joe.
Okay.
So I like to tease Pat. He got messed over on that deal. I got the good gig, and because Lawrence is a great community. But basically, this is all that I am. My business card says beer man on it, and I've lived a pretty charmed and blessed life.
That's awesome. Well, I want to talk a little about how the beer business has changed over the years here too. But let's talk with Mike a little bit. Let's talk about how you came to be part of Lawrence and part of O'Malley Beverage.
Well, how I came to be part of Lawrence kind of, you know, starts with, you know, how I came to be part of O'Malley Beverage.
Okay.
You know, Kevin is my stepfather, and this is a family business that, you know, we're involved in and very fortunate to be involved in. I am 32 now. I've been in the beer business since, in the family business since I was 15.
Wait, is that legal?
Well, yeah, if it is, if you're not handling the products.
So. He did a lot of mowing grass and sweeping floors and washing trucks.
Doing
is what
the grunt
Mike
work.
Did.
Huh?
Yeah.
A lot of the
learned it from the ground up. Literally.
Yeah, a lot of the warehouse work until I was of legal age to where I could handle the beer product. And went to college and as I was trying to look for a career path. The experience I had was working summers and winters around the beer business and trying to find something to do. And everything that I was looking at kept coming back to the beer business. And after I graduated college, I was able to get a job with Anheuser-Busch driving a beer truck down in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And was down there for a little over 3 years. Great experience, great people. And then, like Kevin said, the family was able to purchase the business in 2005 and, kind of also to echo, his sentiments about, Kevin getting the good deal on splitting, the ownership, responsibilities between the Lawrence operation and the St. Joe operation. I went to high school in St. Joseph, Missouri, a great community, but I'd much, much rather prefer, Lawrence. So, when the family bought the business, I was living in Tulsa, but I would come back for, Christmas and, other events for the family. And, the more I came back, the more the community impressed me. And, when an opportunity came up for me to come back and work for the family, I was, more than happy to come back and do that.
Well, that's great. So now, you've been working at it for 15 years. 17 years. Wow. That's great. That's a lot of beer. Now, so do you sample the product a lot?
Frequently.
Got to make sure it stays fresh, right?
Exactly.
A lot of fringe benefits with this job.
That's good. Well, one of the things I want to talk about, so O'Malley, so you bought it in 2005, and you moved here, relocated here. Now, the you were, when O'Malley was set up, it was, or actually, what was it was called before that? It was called?
Classic Eagle.
Classic Eagle, right. So that was, it was called that. Then you change it to O'Malley Beverage, and then you've expanded because the beer business, like we said, when we started, it was like Coors and beer. Maybe there was some Pabst or something else in there, but it was pretty much those two things in Kansas when I was growing up. And we'd actually gotten Bud Light by the time I was in college, but it was 18. So how did those laws, when they changed, how did you guys have to adapt? Because obviously it went from 18 to 21, and beer changed. There's a lot more variety out there. So let's talk a little bit about just how you adapted to the change from 18 to 21.
Well, the change from 18 to 21 is it was tied to the federal government when they linked the federal highway funds to mm-hmm. states. And if you as a state did not adopt 21 as the legal drinking age, you didn't get the federal funds for mm-hmm. your highways.
Right.
So obviously it was beneficial for all the states to move to 21. And basically there was nothing that the wholesaler or the brewers could do to stop that, just because number one, you weren't going to be successful doing it, and number two, it's not a public image thing that the wholesaler or the brewer wants to fight. My personal opinion mm-hmm. would like to see the legal drinking age of 19.
Mm-hmm.
That gets the alcohol out of the high school.
Yeah, that
because
makes, right.
And if our kids can go and fight for us and die for this country, and then when they come back, they can't go to a bar and have a burger and a beer with their dad and their mom, I don't think that's appropriate. One of the things that the 21 age limit has done, it really curtailed the 3-2 business
right.
in the state.
Right.
So right now, there's a lot of issues with house parties. If you talk to the mm-hmm. to the Chief Khatib with the police department, that they have a lot of issues with house parties, and what happens is the 21 drinking age gets them out of the legal establishments, these businesses in town that employ professionals, and they monitor their customers that are in there, mm-hmm. they're not going to serve or over-serve somebody knowingly.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens, these house parties take effect, and there's no adult leadership at the house, and that's where potential problems exist.
Yeah, that's when you get your craziness and everything. So one of the things, like when you're talking about that, they're changing the laws, I want to talk a little bit more about that. But I also want to do something. You guys had someone to set up. I want to kind of go back because before we finish our first section here, we have a, as everybody knows, we have a Facebook page, and you can like us on Facebook, LawrenceBusinessMagazine.com, and like us on Facebook because they're going to have a little bit of a contest this morning. We have three segments here, and we're going to have a little contest to Mike and Kevin came up with some trivia questions here. And once we have the question, answer it on Facebook, and then we'll answer on Facebook, and we will email you back if you won, because with people that get the answer correctly, we'll pick one of the people that answer it correctly. And then those people will receive a Budweiser gift pack, right? Is that right?
With a lot of goodies in it.
Okay, with like Budweiser t-shirts and
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
Budweiser head-to-toe gear kind of thing or something.
That's right.
All right. So let's get this right. So they need to go on Facebook, LawrenceBusinessMagazine.com on Facebook. I want you to answer the question, and you can have more than one person answer it, because then if it's the one that's correct, we'll take the, if there's three correct ones, we'll take those three names and we'll draw one of those three names for the prize package. And then we're going to have one of these in each of our three segments today.
That's correct.
And so we'll call back, and then we'll make sure that you get in contact. We'll contact you here, get you hooked up with Kevin and Mike, and you can get your Budweiser package.
Right, so in time before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Very good. So do we want to do the first question now? Okay. Ready?
Hopefully everyone's aware that there's a little football game going on this weekend called the Super Bowl. We got the Battle of the Harbaugh Brothers, Ravens versus Niners. Bud Light is the official sponsor of the NFL and does a lot of great programs with them. Along with the Super Bowl, there's some people will watch the game for the game, and some people will watch the game for the ads. Anheuser-Busch has been a big supporter of advertising on the Super Bowl for many years. So the question we have is, how many times has Anheuser-Busch won the USA Today ad meter with one of their ads?
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Over the last 25 years, USA Today has been having this ad meter. And how many times has an Anheuser-Busch brand, and I'll give you a hint, it's either Budweiser or Bud Light, won this ad meter?
Oh, that's a good question. I like that. Because having, when I was, my former life, we did a lot of movie advertising. So that's what I did, motion picture advertising for 20 years when I lived in Los Angeles. And the Super Bowl was always a big thing. And we always had all of our directors and producers, everybody wanted to have a spot on the Super Bowl, which is ridiculously expensive. So we would always be fighting with them, finding, like love story, you'd have everybody wanted to have it was an ego thing to be on the Super Bowl. It wasn't necessarily the best target audience for all the movies, so we would be fighting with directors and producers, because if you're doing a big blockbuster movie, that's a perfect spot, but a love story is not.
No.
So that was always a lot of fun.
The Super Bowl, it's viewed by well over 100 million people. I mean, it's the largest single place that Budweiser can present itself, mm-hmm. because it's the core beer drinker that's watching it.
Yeah.
So it's a great opportunity for Anheuser-Busch, and we're proud that Bud Light is the official beer of the Super Bowl.
And they do some very creative advertising. So that's that's one thing that Budweiser has always done, is spend a lot of money doing some creative advertising over the years, because they have a brand that's known, but trying to make it always feel fresh and keep contemporary is an interesting.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. In fact, in the next session, if we get a chance to, we want to talk about some of our new brands and the fact that they will have Super Bowl ads. And Mike's got the information. So,
oh, great. That'd be good.
We got a lot of new things in the works, and the Super Bowl is the perfect venue for us to present it.
That's great. So before we break here, the question is, on the ad meter, of the last 25 years for on USA Today, how many times has an Anheuser-Busch, Budweiser, or Bud Light been the number one favorite ad on the ad meter? So like us on Facebook and answer the question and get a gift pack of Budweiser paraphernalia.
That's right.
This is the News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN, the Lawrence Business Magazine show. We'll continue coming up next. Here's a look at your forecast.
Morning low was 16. We're partly sunny, blustery this afternoon. Northwest winds gusting to 30, high of 28. Partly cloudy, 4 above for tonight. Mostly sunny, windy, 33 tomorrow, 25 tomorrow night. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 46. From the 1320 KLWN Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John Weatherby.
This is Maylee Wilkins of People's Bank. Henry Ford once said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. At People's, we're always optimistic and we hope you are too. But regardless of your slant on life, we hope 2013 brings you great things. We've got big plans that include ShredFest 2013, expanding on our People's Partnership Program, which in the past has included the Lawrence Public Schools, Headquarters, and Van Gogh, and many more exciting things. It's all part of a commitment called People's Helping People. It's about helping you reach your financial goals and helping our community become a better place in which to live. You'll be hearing and seeing much more about People's Helping People as the year unfolds. We also know there are lots of places to bank in Lawrence, but there's only one place that delivers banking unusual service every time. People's Bank, 6th and Wakarusa, 23rd and Harper, and 31st in Iowa. Or check us out on the web at bankingunusual.com or bank via our People's Bank mobile app. People's, member FDIC.
Do you have spaces in your home where...
Oh, ow, my toe!
What happened?
I stubbed my toe!
Well, turn the light on!
It is on!
You could use a lighting upgrade. It's time to see the pros at ES Lighting. With a huge selection and the latest in lighting technology, their experienced staff will help you find the light of your life. ES Lighting also has a great selection of lamps, shades, ceiling fans, and door and bath hardware. Stop in at 724 Connecticut in Lawrence. Click in at eslightingshop.com. Lighting the way since 1964.
Briggs Nissan has a temporary new home while we build a new dealership to serve you even better. And it's huge, and it's awesome, and it's out of the cold. Briggs Nissan is now located on South Iowa Street inside the old Sears building, and Briggs has the biggest selection of new Nissan and pre-owned vehicles indoors. Shop inside and stay out of the cold. Come in today and save like never before and in a huge climate-controlled, comfortable atmosphere. The best shopping experience, the best service, and the best selection only at Briggs, now inside the old Sears building on South Iowa.
Take a stand against cancer with the Kansas women's basketball team on February 17th as they take on the Oklahoma Sooners at 1:30 p.m. $1 from every ticket sold goes to Jayhawks for a Cure, which supports Lawrence Memorial Hospital and the KU Cancer Center. Help fill the field house as we raise awareness and work towards a cure. The first 5,000 fans will receive a free Jayhawks for a Cure shirt. General admission tickets are only $5. Get your tickets today by calling 800-34-HAWKS or by logging on to KUAthletics.com.
All aboard!
Ride the Kansas Bell Dinner Train starting Saturday, January 26th, and reminisce while you travel from Baldwin City to Ottawa in 1940s-era decorated cars with big band music, formal dining, and optional live entertainment formats, including the popular murder mystery plays. Relive the past. Ride and dine on the Kansas Bell Dinner Train starting January 26th. Contact the Kansas Bell for details by calling 1-800-942-7245. That's 1-800-942-RAIL.
When she didn't answer the door, he went around to the back and kicked open their back door.
Deadly home invasion in a part of the state that's relatively quiet.
We hear it in the news every night, but what can a woman do to protect herself? Introducing She's a Pistol, a woman-owned personal protection and self-defense training company right here in Shawnee. Learn the correct way to protect yourself and the ones you care about. She's a Pistol with a full line of firearms, personal protection items, and the trained staff to teach you and match you to your personal protection needs. She's a Pistol is here for you. Call 866-998-5223.
The News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Let's return to the Lawrence Business Magazine show. And once again, here's your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
I'm here with Kevin O'Malley, the president, and Mike Borniff, the sales manager of O'Malley Beverage here in Lawrence. And before the break, we were talking about kind of the overall marketing and how Budweiser has been doing, does all this national marketing on the Super Bowl, talking about the Super Bowl. And we had a trivia question, so hopefully you were listening, because people that go to our Facebook and answer that will get a Budweiser gift package. So then we're also going to have another trivia question in this segment here, but we're going to hold off on that just a little bit. But let's talk about advertising and how you tie into Budweiser's advertising on a national scale, and then what you guys do locally and how you do marketing and advertising for your products, because you don't sell to the consumer, you are a wholesale distributor, but you still want to get your product out there, and you have some new things too. So let's talk about just how you kind of market yourself and your company.
Well, the beer business and the liquor industry in total is a three-tier system. That means you have the brewer, the distiller, or the distiller, which is the supplier, and then you have the independent wholesaler, the distributor, which we are, and then you have the retailer.
Okay.
And it's three separate functions, so the large brewers can't own all three and just control the market and put people, their competitors, not allow them in, on mm-hmm. the shelves, which is the three-tier system is proven to be very successful. And so in that, it's the supplier, the brewer's responsibility to market the brand.
Okay.
And then it's our responsibility to make sure that the brand is delivered to the retailer in good shape, merchandised properly, and then we spend a lot of our marketing resources on actual point of purchase.
Okay.
Stuff. So inside the store, all the signage. We have a complete sign shop at our warehouse that can print all kinds of banners and shelf strips and that kind of stuff. So we spend most of our marketing dollars actually in the store, that when people go to shop, they can see the product and it's presented in a first class manner, to where we have the look of the leader.
Okay. Now, is that something, as you have been a truck driver one of these, is that something that you guys are responsible for taking from your distributor when you go out into the field, making sure that the displays are correct and stuff too?
Very much so. I mean, there's a lot of planning that goes involved, and knowing, you know, what sort of display you're going to be trying to have on the floor, what sort of feature you're going to be working at a various bar or restaurant, and you got to make sure that you're, you know, as a salesperson and as you know, a sales team, we have to make sure we're planning accordingly mm-hmm. to, you know, give our sign shop time to produce those signs, and then kind of coincide that with when you're going to be in that account and be able to get, you know, the necessary signage and point of sale material up in a timely manner, to where it can, you know, help our customers out by, you know, if we're going to be doing a promotion, you want to have that sign up, you know, a week or two before mm-hmm. to build anticipation, to where, you know, hopefully we have, you know, some more people coming into that bar or restaurant, or more people coming into that, you know, off-premise retailer, to where they can go in and, you know, help increase the collective sales for both us and for our retailers.
Okay, so now when you were talking about because at working out, so you as a sales manager are managing all these different promotions and stuff in the field, but then your sales team in many ways is actually your drivers. Are they part of your team, or do you have a separate sales team?
We have right now we're set up, and we have drivers that will deliver the beer that okay. are also excellent tools for us to be able to sell stuff in. Mm-hmm. But we also are structured on a pre-sale system okay. where we have a salesperson who drives a vehicle, and the way we have our sales system structured is on basically a 24-hour turnaround. The pre-salesman will go into the set amount of accounts that he has for that day, you know, inventory the beer, count the beer, make an order, make sure the account is up to standards with, you know, freshness and, you know, the signage, and okay. Talk to our customers about, you know, some new brands that we have coming out. And then each of our salesmen has a kind of a laptop computer that they will comprise an order. And then once they're done with that, the orders will be sent back to the warehouse. And then the warehouse processes all the orders, and we will load the trucks kind of during the evening hours. Okay. And then the next day, all the beer that the salesman was in there pre-selling will be on a truck and ready for the delivery drivers to be able to take out into the accounts.
All right. So how big an area do you guys serve then? Because you have so from your warehouse here in Lawrence, which is very big, because I've been in there, that big and incredibly clean. Your warehouse, how big an area do you guys service?
We cover 6 counties.
Okay.
We have Douglas in Leavenworth County.
Okay.
We have Jefferson and Atchison, and then Anderson and Franklin to the south.
Okay.
And our largest county is obviously Douglas County, and then Leavenworth would be our second.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, do you distribute to both, probably obviously both bars and to liquor stores? Which makes up the bigger amount of your sales? Is it more the bars?
Or it's overwhelmingly the liquor stores.
Okay.
We have 62 liquor stores mm-hmm. in our territory, and they represent, I'd say, close to 75% of our total business.
Okay. Now, how does this, because the new sales, new laws, which we spoke with Phil Bradley earlier, with the new law with regards to changing
single strain.
How mm-hmm. does that change how you guys do business, or are you just pretty much business as usual?
It would change it for the fact that the grocery stores and convenience stores would be able to sell strong beer.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as O'Malley Beverage and me personally, we like it the way it is,
mm-hmm.
and we see no reason to have this change. We have good relationships with our liquor store owners. Liquor stores are privately owned. You can only own one in your name.
Mm-hmm.
Now we do have some liquor store owners that buy a store and their wife is in charge, or the other spouse is in mm-hmm. charge, or a son.
Mm-hmm.
But you can only own one liquor store in the state of Kansas, and we're just real happy with working with the liquor stores, and we're not we have to take a position of neutral on it.
Sure.
Because I do business with the grocery stores and in mm-hmm. convenience stores, but we're pretty happy with the Kansas law right as it stands today.
So the grocery stores, so then that would pretty much eliminate 3-2 beer, if right?
Could it would
people sell that?
In a way, it would eliminate mm-hmm. it, but there would still be 3-2 beer available, because 3-2 is a cereal malt beverage, and then strong beer is controlled by the state. But 3-2 accounts are controlled by the local authorities, so the police department. So it would not eliminate 3-2.
Okay.
But we wouldn't have near as many 3-2 customers.
Okay.
And to be honest, Ann, the difference between strong beer and 3-2 beer is minuscule.
I drank plenty of 3-2 beer in my day, so yes, I did.
Yeah. We had a brewmaster from St. Louis in recently, and I asked him that question, what's the difference, and can you tell the taste difference? And he's been a brewmaster for over 30 years, and he said, I can taste the difference, because they taste and sample every mm-hmm. day. But he said, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And because I can't tell the difference by taste, and the average consumer can't.
Yeah.
But it's just a stigma where people think strong beer mm-hmm. is better, and you know.
Yeah. Well, I worked at when I was in college. Some friends of mine owned the West Coast Saloons.
Sure.
Sean mm-hmm. Trenholm and Bob out there. So I worked there, and we had 3-2 beer in a chain. You know, was a whole different kind of lifestyle. Most of the kids today have no clue what we're talking about. But so working at the bars, you deliver to them a percentage. Now, what about going back to the different kinds of things? So when you first started, you really were selling Budweiser. I mean, that was the big dog, right? Budweiser.
That's correct.
You know, was everywhere. That was that, and then I think then we had Bush beer.
Mm-hmm. Bush is still available.
And then now you have Bud Light, and you have a lot of other things out there. So tell us about kind of how you've kind of evolved into these other things that you're carrying.
When when I got into the beer business, Anheuser-Busch had five beers, and it was Budweiser, and it was Michelob, and
Michelob, I forgot.
Yes, Busch, and Natural Light. But today they've got, you know, Anheuser-Busch InBev has a gazillion brands. We're gonna have, that's gonna be one of our trivia questions. How many brands does O'Malley Beverage sell?
Okay.
And I can promise you right now, it's more than you think.
Okay. So that will be the person that gets the people that come closest.
That's right.
To the number.
That's absolutely okay. Right. But the thing that's changed, technology has really changed our industry. When years ago, everybody was pedal sale, and that means you just fill the truck up with as much beer as you could get on it, and the driver would go knock on the door and walk in and say, how many can I sell you today? Okay. And then whatever you wanted, he'd go to the truck and get it. In today's environment, everything is pre-sold, just like Mike explained, which means the pre-salesman takes his computer, his laptop into the into the account, inventories everything, generates an order, sells in to the retailer, and then that order is transmitted back to our office, and then the warehouse people download those and then start building the pallets for the next day's delivery.
Okay. So now, so you don't have to tell me how many, but when you talk about some of the other things, let's talk about some of the other brands you're carrying, though. And but are all the brands you're carrying, they're all through Budweiser?
No, they're not.
Okay.
We broke exclusivity with Anheuser-Busch 3 years ago.
Okay.
And but believe me, Anheuser-Busch,
that's still your big thing.
They're over 95% of our business. Mm-hmm. And we are today who we are because of Anheuser-Busch. Mm-hmm. There's no even second place in that. If we didn't have Budweiser and Bud Light, we wouldn't be what we are. But the palate, the consumer's palate, has changed. And craft beers have done an exceptional job in creating a new segment of the industry. Mm-hmm. My good friend Chuck down at Free State brews some outstanding beers, as well as does my friend Matt at 23rd Street.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
These people have done a remarkable mm-hmm. job. I'm not their distributor. So Chuck and Matt, if you're listening out there, call me. I'd love to be your distributor because you make some quality brands and you're all about Lawrence, and so am I, and so is O'Malley Beverage. So, but we sell Tallgrass, which mm-hmm. is out of Manhattan. We sell New Belgium, Fat Tire. We sell Sierra Nevada. And Mike's shaking his head. He's got a better memory than I do. But we sell a very extensive line of imports. If you want a German import, you're getting it through us.
Okay.
Because we have just about all the German imports available.
Now, so I think that you would also have all the Irish imports as well.
We have we do have Murphy's Irish Stout.
Okay.
Which is a great product.
Okay. So now what? So you also carry a few non-alcoholic things that you also distribute, correct?
Yeah. Mike, you want to talk about those?
Jump in here.
Yeah. We, the largest supplier that we work with from a non-alcoholic segment is Monster Energy Company.
Okay.
We sell the Monster Energy drink line of business, which has been a great addition to our portfolio. You know, we sell a lot of it to our grocery stores and convenience stores. It's a very fast-growing segment that we've been able to grow, and we took that brand over, I believe, 6 years ago.
Okay. It's grown a lot. I didn't realize it was actually even 6 years old. Wow.
Yes, it's grown quite a bit. And you know, we have Nesquik chocolate milk, where we're able to sell to some other accounts that don't have a pre-existing relationship with a supplier, which has been a fantastic brand for us. Nestle is one of the largest consumer product companies in the world. We sell a very high-end bottled water called Icelandic Glacial. It comes literally out of a glacier in Iceland, runoff from the Ulfus Spring in Iceland. So that's a fantastic brand that we're fortunate to have.
So that's not one of those that they tell you that it's what if they always talk about, you know, it's the bottled water that they're actually filling it out of the taps. That's, you're actually shipping that in from Iceland.
No, yeah, I believe that is Dasani. I think is kind of got their hand slapped a little bit. Yeah. Made kind of had to do a little more divulging of the information on their label. But now that it's 100%. First time it receives oxygen is whenever you open the cap on that brand. So
that's
been a great addition. And our portfolio is really one of the best assets we have. And like Kevin said, it's led and anchored by our Anheuser-Busch brands. Mm-hmm. But we've also been fortunate enough to kind of round it out. We have a brand for every person, every account, every occasion. We sell a line of drink mixers called Taste of Florida. If you like Bloody Marys, it's one of the best mixes you'll be able to have. if you're not going to Louise's West and getting one of theirs, handmade, which is fantastic. But, our portfolio is very impressive and it's very fun.
That's cool. Well, when we come back, I want to talk about your community involvement in Lawrence, too, because I know that's a big part of your family operation. So we'll be back in a few minutes.
The News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Hi, I'm Mitch Holtis from my friends at Briggs, and I'm really excited to tell you about the all-new Briggs Smart Buy vehicles that your budget is really going to love. These vehicles are priced from $8,000 to $13,000, with payments ranging from $199 to $249 a month. Now, all are late model, mechanically sound, ready to drive, and always reliable. Briggs Smart Buys, the smart choice for reliable, economical, and affordable transportation. Just another reason why at the Briggs Auto Group, we deliver.
Y'all ready for showtime? The Harlem Wizards will bring their unique basketball show to the Perry LeCompton High School on Friday, February 22nd. The doors open at 6 and the show starts at 7. Call the Perry LeCompton High School at 597-5124 for more information or visit the Harlem Wizards website at harlemwizards.com. Tickets are just $10, but get them before they're gone to the Harlem Wizards, coming to the Perry LeCompton High School February 22nd.
Stoneback Appliance, your Whirlpool dealer, is your headquarters for all your appliance needs. Does your washer sound like this? No need to panic. Call Stoneback Appliance to have a professional, factory-trained, certified service technician come to your rescue. Don't trust your appliances to just any service person. Call or stop by Stoneback Appliance for all your service and repair needs. Support your local community. Stoneback Appliance, 925 Iowa, in the Hillcrest Shopping Center, your Whirlpool dealer.
Tax refund sale. At Payless Furniture, get more for your money. Get the lowest prices in Northeast Kansas now at Payless. Save 60 to 70%. Sofas and love seat sets from $199. Queen pillow top sets from $199. Four-piece bedroom sets from $299. And dining sets from $99. Stretch your tax refund dollars now at the low price leader, Payless Furniture and Mattress Direct, 2800 Iowa Street, Lawrence.
For over 100 years, Warren McElwain Mortuary and Cremation Services has been here to serve and care for the families of Lawrence, Eudora, and Johnson County during the greatest time of grief. Warren McElwain Mortuary and Cremation Services understands the difficult decisions that are facing you, and their mission is to fulfill the needs in a responsive, compassionate manner today and tomorrow. Visit warrenmcelwain.com to see a full description of services offered, plan prearrangements, obituaries, guest books, and veteran services. Warren McElwain Mortuary and Cremation Services.
Ray-Ban Eyewear embraces the never-hide attitude, a commitment to independence born in America. The spectacle, the place to discover the hottest, the freshest, and the largest selection of Ray-Ban Eyewear in Lawrence and Topeka. From classic to contemporary, the spectacle and Ray-Ban take never-hide to another level. The spectacle, where service, selection, and satisfaction never hide. Come in now to receive 50% off your lenses and your new Ray-Ban Eyewear. The spectacle and Dr. Kevin Linehan, voted best optometrist in Lawrence and Topeka.
Soul Food!
Delhi's, located at 80th and State Avenue, not too far from the Legends.
I heard about it and kept meaning to come, but never quite got there. Then we stopped by one Sunday afternoon, and now I'm hooked. The greens alone are worth the trip. Delhi's is everything you hoped it would be and more. Didn't make it a week before coming back for lunch. And the cornbread. I'm so sorry it took us 2 years to become addicted to this jewel. The lines have been short on our visits, but believe me, we would be willing to wait.
Delhi's, located at 80th and State Avenue, not too far from the Legends.
The News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Time to continue with the Lawrence Business Magazine show. And once again, here's your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
I'm here with Kevin O'Malley, president, and Mike Burniff, sales manager at O'Malley Beverage. And I want to let our listeners know that the Lawrence Business Magazine is published quarterly and available at our local Hy-Vees, the Merck, and other convenient merchants around town. And you can pick up a copy of the business magazine in front of Milton's and the Eldridge downtown in our new outdoor boxes. But now you need to go on and like us on Facebook, because we are doing the first ever Lawrence Business Magazine quiz and contest here with O'Malley Beverage. We are doing a contest of people answering the trivia questions will receive a Budweiser gift pack. So our first question actually has been answered correctly, but we'll get back to that. But we have another question because we ran out of time for our last segment. We were chatting so much. So what's our second trivia question here, Mike?
Well, we're going to do a kind of a closest to the number, as okay. Kevin asked before we went to break last time. We're fortunate enough, as I was talking about our portfolio and all the brands that we carry, we have quite a few. And the question is to see kind of whoever will get closest is how many different brands does O'Malley Beverage of Kansas carry?
Okay, so the question is log into Facebook, like on Lawrence Business Magazine, and guess how many, or unless you know exactly, but how close can you get? The person that gets the closest to the number of brands that O'Malley carries will win the prize pack, the gift pack.
That's right. Okay. I can give you a little hint. It's well over 200.
Whoa, okay. that's going to nail it there. That's a lot. That's a lot of brands.
So
you have to keep track of all those with all your orders and stuff.
We do.
That's awesome. So, but I also want to say that Brenda Johnson Brown, she guessed the question. We had it. She said she had to look it up because luckily she could go on that, and she did a little research for us here. But we asked how many times that Budweiser or Bud Light had been on the top of the ad meter on USA Today's poll in the last 25 years. And she said 11 times in the last 25 years.
That is correct, Brenda. Brenda's a good friend of mine. So, Brenda, here's a shout-out to you. Thank you very much, and just give me a holler. I'll call you, and you get a Budweiser gift pack. So.
All right, and thank you for listening, Brenda. Now, she's over there doing good work over at Independence, Inc.
That's right, she sure is.
So so let's get into this. I want to talk, speaking of Independence, Inc. and the community here, I had the privilege of meeting you guys when we came out in our Leadership Lawrence class last year, because you were involved with that, and you hosted us out there. We got a wonderful tour of your facility, which is quite impressive, I must say. And I also have to give a shout out to our art director, Daryl Bugner, who also did design your new logo that's out there, the O'Malley Beverage logo, which looks pretty cool on that sign out there.
Yes, it does. We're very proud of it.
It looks great. So let's talk a little bit, because you do a lot in the community, and we have a big thing that you guys do, which is the parade, St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yeah.
So let's talk about kind of why your commitment to the community, how you kind of see O'Malley's presence in the community, and how important that is to you, and some of the other things that you guys do.
Yeah, well, my dad instilled in us, in all my brothers and sisters, the fact that you got to give back to the community. And his saying was that you ought to volunteer 1 hour every week.
That's good.
And he goes, if you think about it, 1 hour a week is not much, but when you're volunteering for an afternoon, that takes up a month's worth of volunteer work. But the fact is, for those who have received a lot in life, you need to give back. Mm-hmm. And we've been very fortunate, me and my family, to live a pretty good life. I mean, I tell people I'm living the dream.
Oh.
And so with that comes responsibility. And that mm-hmm. responsibility means we have to give back and be good corporate citizens. And we support numerous charities in the community. And we're on numerous committees and boards. And it's a way for us to give back to the community and reinvest in the community on an ongoing basis, because the consumer is investing in O'Malley Beverage and in the products we sell on a daily basis. So we owe the community that we do business in to support that community and help drive it to be a better community for the next generation.
Yeah, that's a great philosophy. I like that philosophy. So one of the things that you told me once, speaking of the St. Patrick's Day and the Irish, you come from, you are Irish through and through, from my understanding, right? Because you tell me.
My dad's mom and dad were both born in Ireland.
Okay.
Came over on the boat through Ellis Island.
Okay.
They ended up in Chicago, did not know each other prior to meeting in Chicago, and then got married and had 9 children. My dad was right in the middle of it. And my grandfather is buried in Ireland.
Wow.
In County Mayo, in the town of Westport. So my wife and I, Mike studied in Ireland for a semester. So Colleen, my wife and I, we flew over there and actually found his gravesite, and it's right on the bay, right on the
cool.
water. It was neat. It was
cool.
Really neat.
Well, that's awesome. So the doing the parade, just that is pretty organic to O'Malley Beverage. If you can't do the St. Patrick's Day parade, that would probably be painful for you.
It really would be when the McDonald's were sponsors. Mm-hmm. When it was McDonald Beverage, they sponsored the St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee. Then Classic Eagle did. So when we came to town, it was just like a no-brainer, and we were the sponsor of the annual auction.
Oh, that's
and
great.
With all the proceeds going to children's charities.
Yeah, that's great. Now, one of the things, too, is in order to make the for money that you're doing to give away to charities, which you guys do a lot, you've added a lot of products, too. So
yes,
let's talk
yes,
about
Yes, we have. Mike, you want to go
Mike
through
was,
some of these
Mike's
products?
Mike's pretty excited about some of the new stuff, so let's talk about them. But let's talk about the business of this, too. It's like, talk about some of these products, but let's talk about why you're expanding these things, why this is important to keep doing this.
Yeah, I mean, as Kevin was talking about earlier, all of the innovation that we're bringing out, it's being driven by the customer. There's a lot more emphasis from a marketing aspect to do more listening, to do more kind of gathering of information and less pushing of products onto people. So what are the research that Anheuser-Busch and a lot of our other suppliers are seeing is, consumers' palates are evolving. Some consumers' palates are moving towards a more sweeter palate. Some are moving towards a more full flavor palate. So a lot of the brands that we're bringing out and introducing are a product of listening to the customers and what customers are wanting. One of the biggest brands that we're rolling out that has really just hit the streets last week is called Budweiser Black Crown. This one is a really exciting story.
So that's the one they've been doing all those teaser commercials with the long legs and the bottle with the black label there?
Exactly. I'm glad you've seen it, teaser ad.
You notice the legs.
Yeah, well, it's hard not to. That's all you said is.
So Budweiser.
I did see Budweiser, though, at the end. So.
Yes. So Budweiser Black Crown is a full-flavored amber lager. This kind of spawned from a nationwide effort last year for a package we brought out called Budweiser Project 12.
Okay.
There's 12 breweries nationwide that Anheuser-Busch operates.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime last year, the higher-ups at Anheuser-Busch challenged each of those 12 brewmasters, that each brewery has a brewmaster that is in charge of the brewery. Each of those 12 brewmasters was challenged to brew a kind of a Budweiser tribute beer.
Okay.
To be brewed with the same Budweiser yeast, but to not be the same as Budweiser, because you can't duplicate Budweiser. The king of beers is, the king of beers
it's
for
the
a
king
reason.
Of beers.
Exactly. So it can't be duplicated, but it can be, laid tribute to. And so each of the 12 brewmasters brewed a Budweiser tribute beer. And then they got together and they did a taste panel and they sampled. And there's 6 beers that emerged from that project and that first round of sampling. And so they brewed 6 beers and sent that into production. And then they started on a massive nationwide sampling spree. And then of those 6 that were sampled nationwide, they found 3 that they really liked, and that's what they put into the Budweiser Project 12.
Okay.
It's 3 different varieties from 3 different breweries. And then when they really looked at the data, the one brand that was really by far and away the most well-received by consumers was the batch that was brewed from the brewmaster at the L.A. brewery. And that beer is now what we have as Budweiser Black Crown.
Oh, cool.
So it's a 6% amber lager with full flavor that has been very well received by the customers that we've already been sampling on.
That's cool. That's an interesting, that is definitely a well-tested product there.
Yeah, very much so.
That's exciting. Okay. So that's part of the kind of the national chain pushing, developing a new product to kind of adapt to the new tastes. So that's
correct. What research is showing is that the 21 to 27-year-old consumer likes sweeter products, of which the liquor industry and the spirits industry has targeted with their sweet drinks and juices and stuff. So Anheuser-Busch has chosen to brew beers that have a sweeter taste profile.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's where these brands are coming from.
Okay. So you have a couple of other ones here.
Another one that's hitting the stores is Beck's Sapphire. This is a beer from the Beck's brand family. It's another 6% offering that is brewed with the German Sapphire hop. This is another great alternative for customers that, you know, are a fan of the import style of beer. And it also, you know, does very well kind of as an alternative to someone that, you know, maybe, you know, likes the 6% alcohol that, you know, might be more inclined to have a liquor drink.
Now, when you're talking about that one, that's one of your German beers that you were talking about.
Yeah, that's an import.
Now, is that something your supplier says, you know, that you should really try this, or just something you guys taste and like, no, this is something we want, and you decide of what they have to sell? Is that how does that work?
Beck's is an Anheuser-Busch InBev brand.
Oh, it is. Okay.
And it's a line extension of the Beck's brand.
So whenever they do, so when nationally they do that, that's something that you just pretty much automatically carry.
It's going into national distribution this month. And it's a really attractive package, and it's something that we're pretty excited about.
Well, we have time for, let's do one more here.
Trivia question.
Another trivia question, and then we'll get we'll do your last drink there.
Okay. One of the brands that we're going to have coming out probably in the late spring, one of the biggest brands that we launched last year was the Bud Light Limerita.
Right.
So we're going to have a line extension on that called the Bud Light Lime Strawberryta.
Okay.
So it's going to be very similar. So, you know, it's a fantastic offering. It's great for, you know, ease of, you know, someone that, you know, likes the margaritas. Mm-hmm. Great for barbecues, you know, having friends over. You know, comes in
I think
8-ounce can.
I think people figure out how to drink a margarita.
Just crack it, pour it over ice, you're ready to go.
It works good at the lake or a golf course.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you guys for being here. We have a trivia. Can you have that trivia question real fast?
I can.
Okay, real fast.
All right. Alluding to what we were talking about earlier, how many breweries does Anheuser-Busch operate nationwide?
Okay, so how many breweries does Anheuser-Busch operate nationwide? And also, how many brands does O'Malley carry? So you need to put those on Facebook, and the winners of those will get a Budweiser gift pack in time for the Super Bowl, which is being sponsored by them. And hopefully they have a top 25 ads again this year.
Yeah, we have a new Budweiser ad that has a new Clydesdale foal in it.
Oh, sweet.
And you have an opportunity to get on Twitter and name that foal.
Oh,
so it's pretty cool.
Heartstrings. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. We're going to wrap up here. Thank you guys for being here. You'd like us on Facebook, LawrenceBusinessMagazine.com. You can get us on the internet. We're published quarterly. And every week we have we're here on KLWN 1320 Thursday mornings, following up and talking to people making a positive impact on Lawrence. The Lawrence Business Magazine here on KLWN, redefining the concept of business.
Home to the Jayhawks, Lions, and Firebirds. The news and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN, Lawrence.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Confirmation hearings begin for the former senator who could become the first Vietnam veteran to be defense secretary.
Like each of you, I have a record.